Well, it's outrageous. That's, you know, four times what you should pay for consultants per annum. So if you just take the five consultants in question here, we're paying over the course of a year around $2 million, where we should be paying $550,000. That's $1.5 million for five consultants. Now, if you take that across the hospital, where a large number of consultants or junior doctors are hired through these private agencies, you know, we're talking here millions of euro lost to the hospital budget. And I want to clarify, is this being taken from the budget that has already been drastically reduced in recent years?
But if the hospital didn't pay these consultant fees, we know that they're already short-staffed. If they didn't pay these fees, then they would be even more short-staffed.
Oh, absolutely, and that's the problem. The hospital have no choice. They have to fill these positions, and the hospital cannot function. If you want to run a 24-hour modern accident emergency, you have to have the range of consultants across the specialities, and you also need the range of junior doctors, so the hospital have no choice. The failure here is the HSE and the government, who have failed to ensure over the years that Letterkenny General Hospital gets its fair allocation of medical staff from the training colleges. So therefore, they're forced to go to private agencies that cost an arm and a leg more. And then, of course, that money is understood to come from the hospital budget. So that's what I'm seeking urgent clarification from the Overachar on, the Minister. I'm also looking for a solution, because we can't continue to see already badly squeezed budget, have money thrown away at private agencies.